So good morning once again, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are listening around the world. This is Satchanama once again at Adishtana on the Preceptors College meeting. This morning I have with me a couple of guests from India, Yasha Sagar. It's actually here fairly recently. You were here for the International Council meeting and conventions in the summer, weren't you?
That's it.
And Amoga Siddhi, who was here this time last year for the college meeting. Very good to have both of you back here at Adishtana. I'm aware there was quite an important event in India for our movement in October, the 60th anniversary of Ambedkar's conversion to Buddhism and with several hundred thousand of his followers at the Diksha Bhumi in Nagpur. I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about what the Tree Ratna involvement was in those celebrations and events for the 60th anniversary, maybe starting with you, Yasha Sagar.
Yes, and it's a big event for whole India in a way, and certainly it is a big event for the Tiratna. And we did thought about it celebrating the 60th anniversary. We did have a discussion in the area council, so that we can have a sort of a common approach to celebrating the 60th anniversary. So there were a couple of things actually which happened and are going to happen actually in coming whole year, because it's not just we were celebrating on October.
Yeah.
So we decided to celebrate for the whole year. So the whole year is devoted to that, because we are just completing 60 years of this conversion, and it has a huge effect on people's life. So what we decided, there was a big conference in Nagaloka, conference actually INF conference. The Tiratna and INF actually they come together and celebrated the 60th anniversary conference called Liberation in Nagaloka.
So that's Tree Ratna and other Buddhist groups, or
the, yes, the INF, the youngest network of Buddhist.
So national network, national young Buddhists.
International network of youngest Buddhists.
Yeah. Okay.
So that is the INF. So we had a very good event there in Nagaloka recently. We decided to have a big programs in the different centers. So there was a big program actually in Nagpur also, and there was a big program which started in Mahavihara. The Parmi from UK, she inaugurated that event particularly. She gave an excellent talk on the occasion of this inauguration of celebrating the 60th anniversary. And all the retreats, we call Diwali retreats. It's a vacation in India. It's a big festival, and people get at least 5 to 7 days vacations, and the students gets more than 10 days vacations. So we usually have this general beginners retreats everywhere.
So what the dates of that?
It was around some retreats started in 28th, some started on 29th. So they went up to 3rd of November, from 28th October or 29th October to 3rd of November.
So not long before you flew to the UK.
Not long. And these all retreats were devoted to celebrating the 60th anniversary, and most of them were having a study related with Dr. Ambedkar and Dr. Ambedkar's teaching. So that whole event was completely devoted to that. And there are a couple of another events coming on 17th November. There will be a big talk in Pune from a justice who was a justice actually in India. He is going to talk about Dr. Ambedkar and Buddhism. Mm. So it's going to be a big program in Pune. Yeah. So likewise, actually, there are a number of programs arranged in different centers, different localities. Yes, and
And how about you, Amoga Siddhi? Have you been involved with
it? Yeah, I mean, I think we both were at that conference. Mm. And every year we have a big program at Nagaloka. So we were there also. And this time every centers made some special efforts to celebrate it. And the part of the celebration, what Yasha Sagar said, they offered retreats just to explore what Dr. Ambedkar's vision was behind a conversion. Mm. So that was that. we were going to come to UK, so we didn't sort of say lead any retreat. Otherwise, it is always actually people ask us to lead the retreat, but many people offered retreats, many retreats this time. And particularly, I would like to add one thing. I mean, I got messages from different people outside Maharashtra. In many places, some conversion took place.
It's a new conversion.
New conversion, because of the 60th anniversary they were going to celebrate. So some people got very inspired and they choose this particular occasion to convert into Buddhism. So that was really very inspiring.
Do you any have any idea of the numbers for those new conversions?
Very difficult to tell, but same in everywhere, say around 200, 300. They are keeping small numbers. And one conversion took place at Nagaloka also, from Gujarat and Odisha, I believe. Yeah.
And the conversion presumably consists in people chanting refuges and precepts.
And 22 vows as well. Dr. Ambedkar had given at the time of conversion.
And were either of you at the Dikshabhumi on the actual anniversary of the celebrations?
Or? Yeah, I mean, it seems that every year a large number of people coming and visiting. And this time it seemed that it so many people from abroad also, because there were many people from abroad for the conference. So they also visited the place and they could see that how people are devoted, and they could see the impression people are having that sort of joy and freedom being a Buddhist. So it seems that every year number of people visiting Dikshabhumi is growing, and very pleased to see that not only from India but from abroad also, people just want to come and visit the place. So it was wonderful.
So it's kind of become a pilgrimage place.
Pilgrimage, but wonderful thing about that pilgrimage, you have number of shops, and they sell books on Buddhism, books on Dr. Ambedkar's, and some other social visionaries. So that is something very important.
So I know also one of the things that came out in the International Council meeting we held here at Adishtana in the summer, one of the requests from the Indian Area Council was that people in the West, particularly the Mitra Study Course in the West, we have a module devoted to looking at Ambedkar's work and views on Buddhism. And so I was wondering if you could say a bit more about why you think that's important for people in the West to have more understanding and knowledge of Ambedkar's work. Maybe you could say some things, Yashasaga.
Yeah, I mean, so in the International Council itself, I gave a small presentation on Dr. Ambedkar's vision, social vision, and it became very clear that actually Dr. Ambedkar has certain things to say about the social changes transforming the world. The Buddhism, the aspect of Buddhism actually, which helps to transform the world. So when I gave that presentation, actually, in the discussions, everybody felt in the International Council that we should have something on Dr. Ambedkar as a study. And then we requested actually Mitras, particularly from the Triratna, could understand what Dr. Ambedkar has to contribute for the social change in the world. That's why we thought that actually now it would be good to have the module for the Mitras. At the same time, there was another request actually which came from the International Councils to lead a seminar on Dr. Ambedkar. So because it's completely relevant that the views of Dr. Ambedkar for the world.
Is that that's going to be happening here next year? Is it with Vajratara and some of you?
Next November, something like that is happening next year. But that initiative also comes. Very interesting actually, because usually people think that Dr. Ambedkar's conversion is a political mood, but it wasn't actually. He showed that actually how Buddhism can help the world to change. He himself said that actually the means transformation of the mind is transformation of the world. So that's the message actually he keep giving in his whole life, and that needs to come out very well. Bhante did try actually to draw this element But it doesn't, apart from Bhante's Dr. Ambedkar and Buddhism, and now the new publication of Bhante's talks on Dr. Ambedkar, actually, those are the only things really available for the West.
Mm.
Apart from that, nothing is really available in a way. So this study could help people actually to understand more about Dr. Ambedkar.
So, I mean, just for, again, for some people in the West, you know, we obviously don't have the background of the Hindu caste culture. So often I think Ambedkar's seen as, you know, trying to step outside of that culture. But if there's a more universal message for Ambedkar, could you say kind of what that is in just a few words of Moga City, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, when Dr. Ambedkar had this conviction in his mind, so he was very much clear that we need a transformation. So he was not just thinking about so-called untouchable, but he was thinking about the all human beings, because world really needs something which will transform them. And he very much valued in his life these three principles, very important principles: liberty, equality and fraternity. But the question is, how we are going to bring them about? And Dr. Ambedkar found that Buddhism is very instrumental to bring these principles alive, and we can learn how to apply these principles. So it is, I think, very much universal to establish these principles, and he believes these principles he has taken from Dr. Ambedkar. So that is something the whole world.
So those three things, obviously, they come from the French Revolution, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Ambedkar made it very clear, because after French Revolution, these three principles are very much known in the world. But Dr. Ambedkar said that, I haven't taken these principles from French Revolution. So he said, I have taken these principles from my master, the Buddha. So these principles, we can't see just as a social or political principles. These principles have got some deep message as a spiritual to grow as a human being. So that was his vision behind these principles.
So he's going deeper from the political and social level to the actual sort of structures of the human mind and liberating those.
Yes.
He certainly said that actually the whatever suffering human have, that is because of one's relation to the others, actually, you know, the way one human being behaves with the others.
Right.
And if you could change that behavior, actually, you know, that will help people, that will help the world, actually, to be a better world.
Yes.
And he definitely thought that, actually, the only precepts, the Shila, he said that can change the one's behavior. If you could change your attitude, you can change your behavior with the people, actually.
I mean, we have something similar. I don't know if you're aware of a saying from the French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre. He's supposed to have said that hell is other people, which is that a similar thing, you know, it's our interactions with others that cause a lot of the dukkha, a lot of the suffering.
Yes, and what he said, actually, you know, one's behavior with other, actually, on the on the basis of Shila, that is fraternity.
Right.
Yeah. That is fraternity for him, actually. That is brotherhood or sisterhood for him.
And he was talking about suffering. So he put it in very simple words in relation to, say, human beings. So he said that mean one human being behaves inappropriately with another human beings, it creates suffering. So Buddhism teaches us how to behave appropriately with other beings. So Buddhism gives much more emphasis on ethics. So that is what he believes, that world really need proper ethics.
So in the sort of the more political movements, they don't acknowledge the importance of ethics in the same way. So Ambedkar's drawing that out. So if anyone's interested in exploring Ambedkar's work, you know, somebody in the West wants to read something of Dr. Ambedkar's, what would you recommend they start with? I mean, we've got Bhante's books, which would obviously be a good way in for anybody in Sri Ratna. But if they actually want to read something of Dr. Ambedkar's, what would you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, there is a book by Bhante, Ambedkar and Buddhism. So it gives you idea what Dr. Ambedkar had in his mind and his contribution and his vision. Apart from that, it is not on Buddhism, but I think that his very important book, that is Annihilation of Caste, gives some clarity, the context within which he was working for the social upliftment.
So Annihilation of Caste, is that likely to be available on the internet for people?
Yeah, that will be available on the internet. Yeah. And there is another book actually one should read, that is Buddha and Karl Marx.
Buddha and Karl Marx.
Yeah. That is very important work actually. And if somebody wants to read more actually, you know, then there is Riddles in Hinduism actually. One could read that also. That's why Dr. Ambedkar stepped back from Hinduism. If one is interested to read that. That can be read, and his own work actually, which he may not have that much time to give the depth to that book, but certainly that is very instrumental for the Indian Buddhist actually, you know, to use that book, and that is Buddha in His Dhamma by himself. Yes, so one could read that also.
That's his kind of major work, is it?
Yes, that is his major work for Buddhism.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks very much for coming and sharing your thoughts, Mogasiddhi and Yashasaga. I hope the rest of the college meeting goes well for you, and I wish you well with the whole year of celebrations that you have lined up.
Thank you, Sajjan.
Thank you, Sajjan.